I am joined on the phone by Skyler Ackerman, who, of course, is the skip of the Saskatchewan team that will be heading off to Calgary and playing starting on Friday at the Canadian Scotties Tournament of Hearts, the Canadian Women's Curling Championship. You won the provincial championship a few weeks back, Skyler. What have you guys been up to? How have you been preparing for the Nationals?
Leading up to Calgary, we've kind of just been sticking with what we've been doing all season, trying to get in as many team practices as we can before we head in to Calgary. It's the biggest event any of us have played in before and something we've all been wanting to do for a really long time. So we've been using a lot of our support resources and working a lot with our fifth, Amber, who's joining us, and learning from her experiences so that we can be as prepared as we can moving into Calgary.
That would be Amber Holland, who is as experienced as they come in the province when it comes to national championships.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What is the biggest thing that she is passing on to you as far as being ready for this event?
I think just the mental preparation. It's, as I said, like a really big event, and I think she's really helped just to help us calm our nerves a little bit and help us realize that the nerves are okay and just to be comfortable with them when we're there.
Have you been in national championships in the past in any other types of competition?
Yeah, most of the team has played in a national of some kind before, but nothing to this caliber, that's for sure.
Okay, so when you get started on Friday against Prince Edward Island, how do you go about making sure that the nerves are calm and that you're able to function like you were able to during the provincials in Tisdale?
I think it's just going to be a matter of taking things one shot at a time and trying to stay as present as we can throughout the whole game and throughout the whole week while we're there.
How would you describe your style? Are you pretty laid back and conservative, or are you going to be attacking and trying to get a lot of rocks in play and clutter things up and see if you can't make things happen that way?
I think for the first couple of ends, we might just try to get comfortable with the ice and just the event and try to keep things a little more clean. But we do like to have a lot of rocks in play and have a lot of fun that way. So I expect as the week progresses, we'll start switching up our game style to how we like to play like that.
Looking ahead, have you looked at your draw? I'm sure you have. And what do you think about the pool you're in as far as competition goes? Does it matter to you? I mean, you've got Kerry Anderson in your pool, but you've also got a lot of provincial champions. None of the wildcard teams are in your pool, which I think is probably a bit of an advantage, is it not?
Yeah, you know, every team there at the Scotties won their right to be there and deserves to be there, and every team is so strong and at the top of their game. So no matter who we're up against, we're going to have to play our best and do our best and try not to focus against who we're playing against or the experience they have compared to us, but just do our things and focus on ourselves.
Of course, the goal is to win and to win the title, but the first step has to be making sure you get out of your pool and qualify for the championship pool and championship round, obviously, through the first few days.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, goal number one is to finish top three in the pool for sure.
All right. Anything that I've missed out on that you wanted to add as far as what your hopes and dreams are out of this whole thing?
I don't think so. It's just a huge honor to be able to represent Saskatchewan with some of my best friends by my side and my dad. And it's pretty special to do that and to have such amazing support from the whole province behind us so far. It's been pretty special.
Actually, the one thing I wanted to ask you is, who is your role model? I mean, you mentioned your dad. I'm sure that's one. Amber Holland would be another one. But growing up and going through and watching this, I'm sure there's been somebody that may have piqued your interest and you thought, geez, I want to be like her one day. It might have been like a Sandra Schmirler or somebody like that.
Yeah, definitely Sandra Schmirler, and for sure Amber as well. She won the Scotties the year I kind of really started like playing more and getting into it. So just to have that and to have Saskatchewan win the year I was starting in the sport is pretty special. I also grew up watching my brother a lot and watched him compete at his first national, and that just kind of made me want to do it even more as well.
Brother's name is?
Carson Ackerman.
There you go. Okay. Excellent. Skyler, thank you so much for the time, and we finally be able to make contact here, but we wish you all the best. Safe travels, and you know Saskatchewan's cheering for you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Take care.